club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I'm going to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And Liam Flanagan. Are AFL players exploiting the illicit drugs policy by claiming mental health issues? That is the suggestion coming out of a radio station in Melbourne, MG.
Look, I've long said that the three-strike rule in AFL opens itself to players becoming addicted to illicit drugs. And now we're hearing that some players may be using the mental health card to avoid drug testing. So we'll talk to Wayne Schmoss more about that.
Yeah, former Swan and now mental health advocate Wayne Schmoss will join us next to explain why it's inevitable that players are using such a loophole. The Knights. Back page of the Daily Telegraph today. The Newcastle Knights are looking to spend big to secure Caelan Ponga and Mitchell Pearce for the long term, MG, which means today's NRL burning question is who has the strongest halves combination heading into the 2019 season?
Look, I think it's obvious who's the best.
Is it?
Yes, I'll give you the top five today.
Oh, NRL question, NRL burning question, just after 6:20. And Come On Man is back.
Oh, this is a doozy today. There's a massive organisation in the sporting world that has simply lost the plot.
Wow.
Lost the plot.
Wow. All right.
Come on, man.
That's coming up before 7 o'clock. Up next, MG, the AFL drugs policy. It's in the headlines again. Wayne Schwoss, former Swan, former Kangaroo, will join us. There is a loophole. It's been exploited to do with mental health. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Broncos fans, I don't know if we've got many Broncos fans that listen to this show, MG.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Well, I think there'll be Anthony Seibold fans,
yes.
Regardless.
Yep.
He is set to join us in 15 minutes' time. And don't forget, MG, when you hear the shot clock buzzer go off, that is your cue to call 133353 if you want to win finals tickets to see the Sydney Kings take on Melbourne United in that home semi-final leg.
Not just you and three mates.
Three mates.
Oh,
that's a party.
That is a party.
Don't say whatever you're about to say. Let's do this.
Trending now.
MG, the AFL's illicit drug policy is back in the headlines. For those unaware, it's a three-strike policy. First strike, you cop a $5,000 fine, but you remain anonymous even to your own club. A second strike, your name is then publicised and you cop a four-match suspension, and a third strike is a 12-match suspension. The reason it's back in the headlines is because yesterday a claim was made down in Melbourne on 3AW, a radio station down there, that one AFL club list includes 16 players who have registered mental health issues with their club, which means they cannot be randomly tested under this policy.
Unbelievable. Look, the AFL do so many good things. And we can learn as a code off a lot of things they do, but one thing I've always been critical of is three strikes, you're out.
Mm.
In my opinion, it only takes one hit to addict. You say to a kid, okay, look, have it once, go for your life. It's only a $5,000 fine, but what if that kid then gets addicted to one hit? And then the fact that some of these guys are allegedly using mental health as an excuse to avoid being drug tested, that is shocking.
Well, that's the part of the story we want to explore today. And we welcome in Wayne Schwoss. He played over 250 games in the AFL with the Kangaroos and the Sydney Swans. He's since become one of Australia's leading mental health advocates, whose organisation, Pucker Up, is committed to creating an environment where people are able to talk openly and honestly about mental health. Schwatter, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Afternoon, boys, and it was 282 games too, Liam.
I said over 250, Schwatter.
No, mate. 282 is close.
Thank you, MG.
That's close to 300, mate.
That's it, mate. Round it up, please. Next time I'm on, it's 300-game champion. Good to be with you, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Schwatter, what is your take on the allegations that have been made about 16 players on the one list registering mental health issues as a way to avoid illicit drug testing?
Well, look, the first thing I'd say is the allegations about 16 players at one AFL club who have used mental health, you know, I find that just a staggering number at one AFL club. So that's been unsubstantiated. But we've got three influential, outspoken presidents who have gone on public record and said illicit drugs are an issue, either at their club or across the competition. Then we've got a duty of response. We've got a responsibility and a duty of care to make sure we listen to what they're saying, we heed what they're saying, and we come together around the table and say, okay, what else can we do? Are we doing enough? But we'd be naive to think, boys, that there weren't and there aren't players that are using this loophole of declaring they've got mental health conditions because they've taken illicit drugs. And the problem that I have with that is that that's grossly unfair for those players who are getting professional support for legitimate issues. But I would encourage the AFL and the Players Association to get together pretty quickly and say, OK, how can we close this loophole?
As a code here, we've had our dramas, obviously been much highly documented. And we're always trying to fix things that are broken. At the moment, and this is from a, you know, you can tell me to suck eggs if you want, but as a rugby league type of guy, I don't know how you can, well, it's not encouraging, but it's not really penalising someone when they have one strike. Everyone's entitled to one mistake in their career, but then all of a sudden you go, well, you can do it again and you only get 4 weeks suspension. I mean, it's not a real harsh crime for letting guys take illicit drugs. And who knows, out of them guys who are taking illicit drugs, how many of them are feeling the effects of mental health after having them?
Look, the chicken or the egg, MG, I agree with that. Do the drugs come after the mental health issues, or is it the mental health issues which are a result of the drugs? One thing I won't waver from, and that is that people that are living with legitimate mental health conditions or addictions need the full support, and we should offer that.
I agree.
But I do agree with you, MG, in relation to we need to be understanding and respectful that people make mistakes, and every one of us, the three of us, have made mistakes.
Yes.
But when you're an elite sports person, there are expectations and responsibilities that the vast majority of the population don't have to deal with, and that is we get paid an exorbitant amount of money, we get to live a lifestyle, and we benefit from opportunities that not many people in the community have the opportunity or privilege of experiencing. So with that comes additional responsibility. And one of those responsibilities is you're getting paid a bucket load of cash to perform at the elite level, and you're going to take drugs, and you're going to make those choices. Then you need to suffer the consequences. I would be open to our game, the AFL, exploring what other mechanisms and potential penalties can they consider to bring in to mitigate those that are flouting the loophole, not at the expense of those people who have put their hand up, accepted responsibility for a mistake, and who are working with trained professionals to get healthy and well again.
Yeah, wonderfully said, mate.
Absolutely. Wayne Schwoss, he's the CEO and founder of Pucker Up. You can actually check out, if you want to hear more from this great man, Pucker Up Podcast. It's available on podcast1.com.au.
It's fantastic.
He played 282 fantastic games for both the North Melbourne Kangaroos and the Sydney Swans.
Haven't you learned? He played 300.
thank you, MG. Two-time best and fairest winner and the premiership player. Have a good day.
See you, brother.
Thanks, Schwatter. MG, this is an issue it's going to be tough to fix.
Well, it is. It's, when you got some really good brains in the AFL all saying kind of the same type of thing, that is a big problem.
It's a red flag.
It is a red flag, Liam, and that's, you know, it's your preferred code, and I know you were, you know, today you were upset.
I don't have the answer.
No, I know that, but, you know, it's something that we've, with blokes like Wayne Schwoss and other blokes who are around it, like Jeff Kennett, I'm sure they'll find a solution.
You think so? Speaking of smart brains, MG, Anthony Seibold, head coach of the Brisbane Broncos, joins us next. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, the NRL burning question up next. Today it's about the halves combinations.
Yes.
Back page of the paper back page of the Daily Telegraph today, the Knights making a big play to retain Mitchell Pearce and Kalen Ponga long term. I want you to tell me.
That's a big call for the 5-8, hasn't been tried there yet. But knowing the beauty of his play, it's a gamble you'd take, wouldn't you, every day of the week?
That is coming up next in the NRL burning question. But we're about to welcome back a man who, MG, I think that the move to the Brisbane Broncos last year for this gentleman, the biggest disappointment personally is that it means we get to speak to him less here on the Rush Hour.
Yeah, but we're making up for lost time now.
Absolutely. The coach of the Brisbane Broncos joins us on the line. Anthony Seibold, welcome back to the Rush Hour.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Len.
To say that it was a roller coaster towards the end of last year would be a very high understatement. It was one of the things I think both you and Wayne Bennett are glad are resolved. And I think I said publicly, if this isn't resolved until next year, I don't think either side will make the eight. Now that it has been, I've got you both in my top four. So I think that it had to happen to both clubs.
Yeah, it was a really
chaotic time, I suppose, MG. It wasn't something that I enjoyed being part of. You know, I loved my time at South Sydney. I've spoken really fondly of my time there. You know, but, you know, once the change happened, you know, it was like turning a new page over and starting with a blank sheet of paper. So, you know, I know South have had a really good pre-season for what I understand underway, and we're working really hard to try and get better here.
Anthony, one of the big, I guess, forgotten players in the NRL, Jack Bird. He's set to take the field in a trial this weekend. How has he been this preseason?
Jack's had a really good preseason. I know, you know, a lot of coaches will say that about players, but he's done every minute of every single session. So it was a really challenging year for him on and off the field, I suppose, you know, being new to Brisbane. But he's in a great frame of mind. He'll play 20 minutes this week and, you know, hopefully it'll be a positive 20 minutes and he gets confidence leading into our final trial against the Gold Coast.
So he's one of the big benefits of being a Brisbane Bronco. You have a centre of excellence, similar to what Penrith have got out there. But with that comes a bit of self-entitlement amongst players. Did you feel any of that once you arrived in Brisbane?
I think it's you know, it's great to have you know, a great facility for the players to prepare in, but sometimes, you know, fear that the players who use the facility here you know, have a sense of entitlement. So, you know, just try to make sure that the guys you know are grateful for you know, training in such a facility, and you know, it's always a work on to make sure that they don't get ahead of themselves.
Anthony, you speak of standards. We know about the off season from hell that the competition has had more broadly. Young forward Payne Haas, he's been suspended by the club for 4 games and fined $20,000. Were you a part of the process in punishing Payne?
You know, obviously it's been a matter that's been dealt with by the club and the CEO, and it was for you know, a couple of incidents before I actually arrived here, but you know, I was part of the decision-making process. So, you know, Payne's learned a really valuable lesson. You know, he's had to pay a high price, and we as a club, because, you know, Payne would be in our best 17. He's a good young man, and he obviously learned a really valuable lesson.
Okay, that's enough of the serious stuff. Your boys up there seem to tell everyone who wants to listen that you like to play a bit of music while they're training. Is it something like this?
Is this the sort of stuff we're rolling out at training, Anthony? Is this how close we are?
Well, I do actually like that song. I tell you, put me under that song. John Sutton put me under that song last year, actually. So I actually quite like that one. But some of the songs that the boys play at training, certainly not my taste, that's for sure, MG. I wouldn't be playing some of the stuff they play. But no, yeah, it's on a really...
We've got a song from your playlist.
Well, that's probably the opposite end of the spectrum there, MG. I'm somewhere in the middle, mate. Have you got Foo Fighters for me?
Oh, yes.
There's a true Triple M listener.
Absolutely. Anthony Seibold, the head coach of the Brisbane Broncos. Thank you, as always. Welcome on the Rush Hour anytime.
You're a good man.
Yeah, good on you guys. Thanks again.
This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, the NRL burning questions up next.
Yes, certainly is. I love it.
Which side has the strongest halves heading into 2019?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty obvious, but who's their runner-up? And who's third? Who's fourth? And who's fifth?
Are you going to run through 1 through 16?
No, top five. Top five. I've got a bit of it. Even though I'm a forward, I like watching halves.
NRL burning questions next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
This is the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Swans fans, Isaac Heaney set to join us in 5 minutes' time. He's playing in the AFLX down in Melbourne tomorrow, MG.
He's an impressive young lad, isn't he?
Very impressive young lad. Very impressive football player, too. Rules are confusing with AFLX.
Yeah, that's
might have out. To see if Isaac understands them. Congratulations are in order, MG.
They are to Adam from my neck of the woods up there in Springwood. Beautiful place. Great part of the world. Him and three mates are off to Qdos Arena, 3rd of March, to watch the Kings bring home the bacon.
Yeah, semi-final game. Number 2 in that 3-game series against Melbourne United. If you missed out tonight, don't forget you can still buy tickets to the game, and you should. Tickettech.com.au/Sydney Kings. MG, back page of the Daily Telegraph today. The Knights are reportedly trying to extend Mitchell Pearce's contract through to 2023 and Kalyn Ponga's contract all the way through till 2026, which brings us to this.
Triple M rocks the footy, and this... question.
Mark Geyer.
Yes, my friend Liam Flanagan.
Which team has the best halves combination heading into 2019?
Oh, it's Cronk and Keary at top. I think it's whoever, you look at who won last year's comp and their halves, the way Cronk played with one arm is phenomenal. The way
he's got two arms this year.
Yeah, the way Keary backed him up and basically said, look, move over, not son, move over.
Dad.
Old fella, I'm taking over, and he did. And They've picked off where they left off in the World Club Challenge. They were fantastic. I've got the closely second, Maloney and Cleary. Potentially the Origin halves again this year. The winning halves, you've got to be in the top five. Number three, I've got Reynolds and Walker from South. Potentially, again, these two could... The sky's the limit. Cody Walker just growing as a rugby league player, and Adam Reynolds' kicking game is the best in the competition, I believe. At number four, I've got them two boys you spoke about on the back page, because potentially very, very potent is Ponga and Pierce. We don't know, it's been unproven yet, if Kalen Ponga is going to be a really good number six. I've got no doubt he will be. I've got no doubt he's an unbelievable rugby league player. He can play front row and still, you know, make it. The way he came on last year in Origin and played lock forward and did what he did, we all kind of went, okay, he's the real deal. So just give him time at number six. He'll be a fantastic player. Number five, I've got Luke Brooks. I couldn't leave Luke Brooks out of the equation for being the reigning Dally M halfback of the year. Whoever plays number six with him, either Benji Marshall and Adam Reynolds, they round out my top five.
That is definitive, MG. I asked you who has the strongest halves combination. You gave me a top five. Roosters, Cronk, Cleary at number one. Panthers, Cleary, Maloney at number two. Rabbitohs, Cody Walker and Adam Reynolds at number three. The Knights, Pierce and Ponga. And rounding out that top five, MG, Luke Brooks and whoever he's next to.
Yeah, and just quickly, the unproven guys are Townsend and Johnson, Hunt and Norman at Dragons, Roberts and Taylor at Titans, Caesar and Whiten at the Raiders, Morgan and Martin at the Cowboys, and Moses and Brown at the Eels. The others are kind of unknown who's going to be in the halves in the other teams.
When was the last time an unproven halves pairing at the start of the season won the comp?
Last year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the combination. Yeah.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Isaac Keeney from the Sydney Swans joins us next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, you are going to tell us who is going to finish 15th.
Yes.
On the ladder today. You revealed the Warriors will win the Wooden Spoon, you believe?
Yes.
And I tell you what, if you name... My Gold Coast Titans at 15th. We're going to have words, you and I. Well, but tomorrow night,
yes,
MG, down in Melbourne at Marvel Stadium, AFLX, it is on.
It's intriguing. There's been a lot of, I'll say, fanfare about it. I don't actually realise what the concept is. And so we've got someone on who can tell us exactly what the concept is.
That's right. Tomorrow night, down at Marvel Stadium. If you're going to be down there, realestate.com.au, AFLX is on for one night only, Friday, February 22nd, at Marvel Stadium. Tickets are just $15, and kids go free, MG.
That's good.
Tickets are available at ticketmaster.com.au. One man from the Sydney Swans who will be taking part, he's a part of Fife's Flyers, is his team for tomorrow night, is Isaac Keeney from the Sydney Swans. Isaac, you're down in Melbourne at the moment, getting ready?
Oh, I sure am, yeah. Can't wait to go around and kick a footy on Marvel tomorrow night, that's for sure.
Yeah, for those who are like me, Isaac, tell us the fundamentals of AFLX.
Yeah, well, it's a good question. I didn't know until today, to be honest. It's a big change up, but no, it's amazing for the sport. I think it's a bit like BBL for cricket. Obviously, for AFL, it's great for families, great for the kids, and something that's short, sharp, and should be really exciting. Really attack focused. I don't know how much defense there'll be, but no, I'm really excited to play tomorrow.
MG, there are four teams taking part in the game tomorrow night. Paddy Dangerfield, his team Bolts, Eddie Betts' team Deadly, Jack Rewalt's team Rampage, and as we mentioned, Nate Fife's team Flyers that Isaac is a part of. Isaac, the biggest revelation, I guess, in the last 24 hours about the AFLX is that rather than a coin toss, it's going to be paper, scissor, rock to start the game. Have you spoken with your captain about what he should go for, what the tactic is?
I'm not a big fan of just holding rock. I reckon you've got to change it up and throw scissors out there, but I don't know, we'll see. I'll have a chat tonight about it.
Look, it's going to be exciting. Any sport this time of year is exciting because it's your first kind of hit out. Thank God pre-season's in the rear vision mirror and you actually get to kick a ball around competitively.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's good for us lads. One, you got some of the best players in the sport playing together, which is extremely exciting, but it breaks up pre-season as well, and it's sort of a taste of AFL ready for the season to start. So, no, it's really exciting, and the boys, we had a little kick around today, and it's going to be pretty fun, I reckon.
Isaac, it's been a big pre-season for yourself. It's your first one injury-free since you've come into the system. You've been included in the Swans leadership group for the first time, so congratulations on that. How are things shaping up for the Sydney Swans in 2019?
Yeah, really good. I've actually been really impressed with with the preseason we've had, myself included, I haven't had a preseason until this exact preseason. So I've always had niggles, and most of the year, or every year I've been here, there's always been a fair injury list. So it's looking really good and really, really positive with the young fellas coming through, sort of getting the, I guess, the 30 to 40 game mark. So they'll step it up again this year, which will be good.
And it would be irresponsible of me not to ask about the big budster, Buddy Franklin. He's returning from a bit of an injury. How's he tracking?
He's tracking really well. Obviously, he's an amazing bloke around the club and a leader himself. But even though he can't get on the track, he's around the boys flat out, which is good.
Tomorrow night down in Melbourne, Marvel Stadium, AFLX, as we said, tickets to start from just $15. Kids go free. Tickets available at ticketmaster.com.au. Isaac, thank you for your time, and best of luck for tomorrow night, Isaac, and for all the Swan supporters out there, mate, just look after yourself. I know you've spoken that you're going to go after your teammate, Luke Parker, who you're going up against, but just take care of yourself, okay?
No, of course. Always. Thanks for having me, lads.
Isaac Henny from the Sydney Swans, MG.
What a really nice young bloke.
He is.
I'm in about, I don't know, 10 minutes. Mm. I'm going to unload on something. I'm reading it, and I got you to proofread it to make sure it was true. there's a big sporting organisation in the world that's lost the plot.
Come on, man.
Come on, man is about to unleash on it.
Coming back before 7 o'clock tonight. MG up next though. Before we get to Come On Man, your ladder.
Yes.
Returns.
15th spot today. Yesterday I announced my wooden spooners, which were the Warriors.
I swear, if this is the Gold Coast Titans, you and I are going to have words.
Don't come easy to me.
It's the Rush Hour with MG City, 104.9 Triple.
Words.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Brent Reed, who provides Reedy's Mail, part of the Triple M NRL team, and writes for the Australian MG. He was bang on with his mail that Robert Jennings was destined for the West Tigers. The release has come through from South Sydney that Rabbitohs farewell Robert Jennings as he joins another NRL club.
Yeah, good on him. It's too good a player not to be have a club. And I think now maybe Ethan Lowe might head towards the Rabbitohs.
Oh, interesting.
Mm.
And the other bit of... we're about to get to your ladder. You're going to tell us who's going to finish 15th, MG. But the Penrith Panthers, your mob.
Yes.
Ivan Cleary's brought his five-captain system from the West Tigers to the Mountains.
Yeah, I heard that in the news with Sash at 6 o'clock that Ivan's announced a five-player leadership group. I'm not sure. Did he say there's going to be one captain or five captains?
I was hoping you'd know.
Well, no.
Okay.
I come on air as I heard it. Come on, man. I'll find out tomorrow for you.
Let's do this.
The ladder.
Ladder.
MG's ladder.
MG's ladder. Obviously, 15 shows until the competition starts. We have here on the Rush Hour. Yesterday, we had 16 shows, and 16th spot were the New Zealand Warriors. Today at 15, I have a team that I begrudgingly put at 15 because they are my second favourite team in the competition.
Don't you do it.
Because of their coach, who I admire a lot as a good mate.
Don't you do it.
But I've gone from 1 to 16, and I just couldn't find a spot for this team to be higher than 15. They are the Gold Coast Titans.
Get stuffed!
Sorry, Liam.
Justify this.
Well, it's justifiably so because I'm not sure about their halving combination. Ash Taylor and Tyrone Peach will be centre, but Tyrone Roberts come back from the Super League, had a great game the other night. I'm not too sure about how they'll go together. I hope they prove me wrong. You know that. You know how much I
hope they prove you.
You know
wrong.
How much I talk to you about how much I love
you
the
do.
Titans.
You can't stop raving about your mate up there.
Shannon Boyd. They've acquired Shannon Boyd, Brian Kelly, Tyrone Roberts, Riley Jacks to add a bit of depth. And they've got a good forward pack. It's their outside backs I'm a little bit worried about with Anthony Don and Copley, Brian Kelly. They lack that marquee try scoring machine, but as I said yesterday, picking the Warriors at 16, this is harder to pick than the top three or four teams. The bottom three or four teams, it was harder for me to come up with than picking my top four. My top four just roll off the tongue.
I'm not going to say anything. Going to let the Gold Coast Titans prove you wrong by their actions on the field this year.
The fact that they don't get this show helped me put them at 15 as well. It's only goes to Sydney teams, so that's
good. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, Come On Man.
Come on, man.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Liam Flanagan here. We are almost done for your Thursday, but not before we do this.
Yep, I mentioned earlier in the show, for those keen observers who listen to us for the whole hour, there's a movement or an organisation in the sporting world that's lost the plot, and it's the Olympics.
Jesus.
The Olympics have lost the plot.
Come on, man.
Because they're including in 2024 in the Olympic Games in Paris, breakdancing.
Come on, man.
I'll say it again. Come on, man. I'll say it again. Breakdancing.
Come on, man.
So this Buffet, MC Hammer, could be up on the, well, he could have been on the podium in 1991 alongside Carl Lewis, for instance. Are you freaking me out or what? I cannot believe in 2020 they're bringing sports like karate, great. Baseball, softball, great. Squash, great. They're sports. Breakdancing is not a sport. It's a recreation.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
How can you seriously take breakdancing seriously?
Come on, man.
In the Olympic Games. What, Vanilla Ice? All right, stop. Cover it and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something like, really? Come on.
Come on, man.
Really? Breakdancing's not a sport.
Come on, man.
I'm going home. I've read it all now. I've seen it all.
MG, I'm completely with you. If they bring in breakdancing as a sport,
man.
I think they have to cancel the Olympics moving forward. Well, I think they just have to put it out of its misery.
You know what? They've jumped the shark if they bring in breakdancing. They've jumped the shark like Fonzie did in Happy Days with his leather jacket.
Come on, man.
And his little board shorts. And he's Liam. I'm MG. I'm going home for a stiff drink. Stay around, Sydney.